This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Voting appears to have gone smoothly yesterday in the state of Florida. The state is trying to get out from under its reputation as the home of the hanging Chad. And yesterday's primary election for U.S. Senate and other jobs was seen as a test for new voting procedures. These are the same procedures the state wants to use in this fall's presidential contest. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
A lot has changed since Florida's 2002 gubernatorial primary. That's when widespread problems with new touchscreen voting equipment led to delayed precinct openings and many frustrated voters. Now, polling places, like the one at the Esther May Armbrister Park in Coconut Grove, are set up the night before.
511-3677.
Poll workers checked the touchscreen machines to make sure they worked and had no votes recorded on them before locking them up for the night. Miami-Dade County Manager George Burgess, at the center to observe the election eve process, said he was optimistic that steps like these, along with better poll worker training, would help eliminate many problems.
We're very prepared. I think folks are very well trained. There may be an incident here, there may be an incident there. For anyone to suggest that there are that many people involved, there isn't going to be an issue. I don't think they're really being straight with our public, but we feel good about tomorrow.
But this is Florida, and after the 2000 election recount, which President Bush won by 537 votes, no one was taking any chances. Observers from the U.S. Justice Department and numerous advocacy groups were on hand to watch for irregularities. Election Protection, a nonpartisan coalition of organizations such as People for the American Way and the NAACP, had some 300 observers in 60 precincts around the state.
We could be together.
I'm just going to put you guys together. And I will give you assignment.
Many of these volunteers gathered at the New Birth Baptist Church in North Miami for their assignments and to pick up black T-shirts with the words, "You have the right to vote," in bold white letters. When the volunteers went to the polls, though, they found only scattered problems, things such as inadequate signs and poll workers incorrectly demanding photo IDs. Lawyer Maslima Lewis helped one elderly man who walked out of a polling site in Miami's Liberty City because he couldn't find his registration card.
Okay, well, let's go.
But I need some help to find the paper that I need to prove.
You don't need a paper, sir. I'm going to talk to them for you, okay? I'll go in with
you. All right, and I appreciate that.
But for the most part, voters had experiences more like those of Irma Perry and her friend Alice Knowles.
Very well.
No problems. Very smoothly.
Very smooth.
People are very courteous.
Mm-hmm. They said they liked the touchscreens, which a number of counties purchased to replace the punch card machines that caused so many problems in 2000. The two women said they had no concerns about the new equipment, despite some criticism that they lack a paper ballot backup.
It's so easy. It's I don't say you could have a problem. It's so easy. And look how fast we got out of there.
Yeah. Still, counties are reporting that they're getting a record number of requests for absentee ballots. Many of them are from voters who say they want the reassurance of a paper ballot. One of these voters is John Steffen of Coral Springs. He took advantage of early machine voting in Fort Lauderdale on Monday to avoid the rush, but in the general election, he's voting absentee.
Because I don't trust these machines yet. They haven't proven that they're going to work, and I want my vote to count, or at least have the highest probability that my vote will count.
Election officials hope yesterday's results will help restore voter confidence. But there will be a lot more voters at the polls in November and greater outside scrutiny. Election Protection will have thousands of volunteers. Both political parties will have legal teams ready to challenge controversial votes. And even filmmaker Michael Moore has promised to come with his cameras rolling. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Miami.